What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Remember yesterday we were talking about that Rob Manfred realignment thing and the Mets and Yankees in the same division?
Yeah, and they want to add two more teams.
Yes, so the actual divisions that he is proposing have been out there. And there is a team in Portland, by the way.
Ugh.
So, let's see. Right, I want to get the exact deal.
Yeah, put a team in. They're not going to put a team in Nashville. Do you think they would do that? Would it be Nashville and Portland?
Nashville would make a ton of sense. Yeah, so they do have a team in Nashville in this particular thing too. All right, so here is it's a Rob Manfred's realignment plan eliminates the 2-league system for geographic conferences.
To save money on travel.
Yeah, so like you said in the Sports Minute.
Yeah.
Eastern Conference Division, Western Conference Division. All right, so you've got, I guess there just would be the two conferences. So you'd be in the same conference as the Yankees. The Mets and the Yankees would be in the same conference, not the same division.
So they're not breaking it up into divisions. They're just doing it like the NFL has two conferences, but they have divisions.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's just conferences. So there are many questions answered, starting which two cities get teams, the one possible format with it's 8-4 team divisions split into Eastern and Western conferences. All right, here are your divisions. Ready?
Yes.
We'll start out West.
Is this going to be named after players?
Not yet.
That's, Hall of Fame players?
That's too far down the road. This is just the alignment
of
the
teams. Can I guess?
Yeah. So we'll start out West.
San Francisco, Seattle, Portland.
No.
No. Sorry.
You got Seattle and Portland together.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
That creates a huge rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Into two autonomous zone cities or whatever. So Portland and Seattle. So it's Portland, Seattle, then the Vegas A's and the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, the Vegas A's, Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay.
And then you've got... The Giants, the Dodgers, the Angels, and the Padres.
Makes sense.
Then as we move east, the Rockies, the Royals, the Rangers, and the Astros. Then we'll have the Cubs, pop-up ad.
The Reds. Twins.
No. The Cardinals and the White Sox.
The White Sox, okay.
So you got the Cubs and the White Sox, same division. Then you've got, this one's a little bit like interesting.
But the Cubs and the White Sox in the same division. So what does that tell us here in New York?
Well, yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. It's,
so
I
then
love
we got
the arc of this story.
Then we got, that's why I started out West and then, you know, get to the.
Oh,
you know,
bring it. Go.
Yeah, bringing it in. And they land in the plane.
Okay.
Twins, Brewers, Tigers, Blue Jays. There's a division for you. And then you got the Guardians, the Pirates, the Orioles, and the Nationals. And then finally, here we are. The Mets, the Yankees, the Phillies, and the Red Sox.
Oh, that's a big division.
How do you feel about that?
I'd rather see Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in the same division.
There's no real rivalry between the Phillies and the Pirates. There isn't.
Well, great one. Just like the Penguins and the Flyers.
Yeah, I know.
And it takes winning teams beating each other in the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing. That's the reason why. There's a much bigger rivalry between the Phillies and the Mets.
Right. So you're putting four big money spending teams in one division out West, four big money spending teams in one division in the East.
That's what it looks like. Yep.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I mean, that would be, I mean, that right there is got to be the toughest division. Well, that and the one all the way out
well,
west.
Well, right now, we're looking at it. But I will say that the thing that he doesn't really tell you is that it is about travel costs. And all the players will love it. They won't travel as much. They won't be on planes as much. That's true. And it's just like the Metropolitan Division in hockey.
Now, are they trying to do this because they're going to push this salary cap situation, and this is one of the things that they think they're going to appease the players by doing?
I think it's also it's a money saving idea, which makes sense. It's making these games a little bit more well attended, I'm sure, just because of the geographics of it.
Yeah, I mean, so,
and I'm sure the players would love less travel.
Do you consider yourself a baseball traditionalist?
In some respects, I do, and others, I don't. I know the game is, you know, it's had to speed itself up. It's had it, you know, it's got to make itself a little bit more, I think, exciting, which mm-hmm. I think they've done. I think for the most part, I don't disagree with the things that he's doing. I am a traditionalist. I love the old time way that baseball used to be played, but they have to get up with the times, and they got to, if they're trying to save money and increase fan attendance, this is a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the tradition of the American League and the National League and the Mets and Yankees being in different leagues and all that stuff that we grew up with, this would be a drastic, drastic change. But where I am now in my baseball fandom, I would welcome this.
Yeah,
I think this is interesting and different, and I would be more into it if this were the case and that division was a reality.
Yeah, and again, how many does it say how many times they would play each other within the division? Does it give you a schedule breakdown?
No.
I mean, if they're playing, I think most of their games and the way that the playoffs are going to be set up is really what Rob Manfred's talking about.
Yeah.
So the only way you really would get an Eastern and a Western team playing each other in the playoffs is when you got to the league championship series
mm-hmm.
and the World Series, potentially.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be fun. I know that the older baseball fans are probably losing their minds. Guys, you know, Howie Rose and Gary Cohen are probably, their heads are melting.
I bet you they hate to travel, too. I bet you they would love to be able to do 10 Yankee and Met games. That's probably 12 to 14 less days of travel for them right there.
Sure, but I mean, I think that they put their personal stuff aside for things like this. I really do. And Howie's taking some games off now, and he's kind of, you know, not doing as many. So I really think that, like, the tradition of the game to them is more important than where they're traveling to at this point.
But just think of the Major League Baseball front office, not of the teams, of the office itself with Rob Manfred. They're trying to come up with ideas to save money. They're getting ready. There's going to be a lockout. Everybody feels like there's going to be a lockout. They're going to be fighting for salary caps and things of that nature. I think they're floating things now because these are the things that they're going to start setting up, negotiating with the Players Association. So, I mean, I would actually like that.
I mean, how much fun would that be?
I think
Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Red Sox in a division?
Yeah.
Man, that would be really cool. I mean, I know it would be harder. I mean, it'd be more difficult.
Sure, because you have at least four teams. I don't know what the Red Sox salary structure is, but I think you got at least four. Three of the four teams are over $300 million.
I mean, think about the intensity that the Yankee and Met fan has had this year because of the Juan Soto defection. If you're in the same division together, it would be as intense of a rivalry that we have in New York. I mean, you know, you got Rangers, Islanders. If you have Mets, Yankees in the same division, that is insane.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.